Pleased to be joined by, on my right, by Judge Dave Arterburn of Papillion, and on my left, Judge Larry Welch of Plattsmouth. Our final case this morning is Kit versus Kit. Counsel may approach. Morning, Ms. Martinez. Again, this is Kit versus Kit.
May it please, thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court, and good morning to Mr. Poppy as well. My name is Amy Martinez, and I represent Mr. Kit in this matter. If I may reserve a couple of minutes, I would appreciate it. My partner, Hal Anderson, did represent Mr. Kit at the time of trial, and Mr. Kit is watching this from Sydney instead of making it back here to be with us this morning. This matter comes to you with regard to Dean and Josie. Their custody was placed with their mother, subject to a decree of dissolution that was entered in April of 2016 out west. At that time, Ms. Kit then, Ms. Alsop now, was awarded custody of the children, and they were allowed to move to Lincoln, not as a relocation case, but that was the intention. They would reside in Lincoln with the intention that Ms. Alsop was going to be working with autistic children, and this created some opportunities for her. Within a year, it became very clear that these children were at risk. And the evidence before the trial court, as part of the complaint to modify that was filed in May of 2017 and then heard in 2018, paints a pretty dire picture for these two small children who were really put in harm's way as a result of Ms. Alsop's actions. Not just placed in harm's way, but were actually incurring significant harm. At the time of the trial, the trial court judge determined that Mr. Kit had not met his burden with regard to proving that there had been a material change in circumstances, and did not then even move towards the best interest analysis, but dismissed his complaint in its entirety. We have filed this action with regard to Dean and Josie, and I understand the court is very concerned about all children, particularly these two children, but I rise to the occasion to tell you that this case is more than just about these two children. This case is about all children in Nebraska who do not have the voice or the ability to correct really terrible situations, and it needs to be addressed in the court system. He alleges two particular assignments of error, that there was abuse of discretion in failing to find that material change in circumstance, and then failing to get to the best interest analysis. I don't know if it is significant to the court, but we did file a request, a motion for a new trial, asking that the trial court issue particular findings as to why Mr. Kidd had not met his burden. The court declined to do that. I believe it was a one-line entry that said there will be no changes to the court's order. So we asked the court to find that there had been an abuse of discretion in that. And my ask at the end, Your Honors, is going to be that you remand this with directions, that you reverse the finding, that it is in the children's best interest. I believe that there has been a material change and that it is in the children's best interest. But I ask that you reverse, but with remand with directions, because what you're not aware of yet is in terms of where Ms. Alsop is now. And I believe that if it were remanded, there would be evidence to show that she's relocated to Nebraska City at this point. So it's not, we don't even have children who are continuing to live in Lincoln. We're going to need a new parenting plan if he's awarded custody, if our appeal is successful. I would ask, though, as part of this, and I understand it's unusual to ask for this at the beginning, but I want to make sure to get it in, that if it is reversed and remanded, that there are particular directions that the parenting time schedule simply flip until the court can address this in terms of a final order as to a new parenting. As I mentioned, the original decree was entered in April of 2016. Ms. Alsop represented that the parties had sort of a tumultuous relationship. It was fairly volatile. It was undisputed. She was going to relocate with the children with the fantastic notion that she was going to work with autistic children and be close to her family. In reality, within 12 months, not only were these two children failing academically, but her older daughter, Madison, who at the time was 16, had missed nearly 80 days of school while she was here in Lincoln. Just during that year.
But that child is not involved in this matter.
Correct. But it's interesting when you have these situations where parties have older children who are not subject to the same case. It's kind of a forecasting. Now, I have four children. I understand that all children are different. But when you're talking about how a parent responds to challenges presented by a child, I think it's important. And in this case, the way that Ms. Alsop responded to Madison's issues was really nothing. She allowed Madison to bring over men to her home where the children were, where the small children were. She allowed those men to sleep with the 16-year-old girl, to have sex with the 16-year-old girl while these children are there. And she's not even going to school. She got picked up for marijuana. She was arrested. She was placed on pretrial diversion. She failed. And the only way, according to Ms. Alsop, she could get her to go to school was because she was on probation. So I think that's her telling you, I have limited skills. And I think we need to be aware of that.
So in terms of material change in circumstances?
There are lots. There are lots. Thank you. So she said she was coming to work with autistic children. She came and worked in a nail spa. She actually worked in a child care facility, which is close. Maybe there was an autistic child there, but those hours didn't match. I'm not sure how a child care facility's hours don't match with children being in school, but they didn't. And so she started working in a nail spa doing pedicures and manicures. She then decided she would start taking classes to be a masseuse. She continued to travel and perform as an exotic dancer, stripping. I don't understand why that is. It seems to be some sort of protected issue that we're not to comment on that. There's nothing illegal about that, but it is her traveling when she has the children. It is her putting herself in a situation that has some moral judgment, and it is possible with social media that those kids are going to see that.
Wasn't the evidence that she did that mainly when your client had children for visitation?
I believe mainly is the key word, mainly. Not always, but mainly. And it is, there's nothing that says she can't do it. But when you're talking about children who could be exposed to that, I mean, there are photos of everything, there are videos of everything. I just think it's one factor of many. But she was leaving the children to take this other job when she had them sometimes. She said she had family and friends, but she didn't really have any family or friends. Her child care providers were her 16-year-old daughter, or some of the men that she brought over, including a 19-year-old convicted felon, or someone I think she knew from the nail spa who was a three-time felon, three DUIs. She didn't really have any friends or family here. This really was a situation of a bait and switch. I think it had Judge Birch known what was going to be in store for these children, he never would have let her come here with them. And some of the biggest issues, and I've talked already about Madison, but some of the biggest issues really have to do with Dean. Dean was really experiencing a lot of behavioral issues. The reports were he was assaulting Madison. He was assaulting his mom. He was assaulting his little sister. He needed to go to counseling. And eventually, mom stopped taking him to counseling. So he wasn't even getting that. He had to repeat kindergarten, and he still wasn't caught up. There's a comment in the brief that I was just rereading this morning that said the children were thriving academically. And I don't understand, based on the record that I read, how the children were thriving academically. These children were failing academically. They're failing socially. They were not involved in activities. I think the record is replete, to borrow a word from prior counsel, the record is replete with all of these circumstances that were different than as represented and different than what the children were experiencing while they were with Ms. Alsop, then Ms. Kitt, out west. I'd like to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Quickly, when you said harm's way, when you're talking about putting the children in harm's way,
yes, sir.
What you're just describing, the fact that she leaves them with Madison and Madison's boyfriends.
That is leaving the children in harm's way. I think when you have small children who, you know, are 8 and 10 watching their 16-year-old sister have a boy sleep in her room or sleep with her on the couch, that is harm's way. But really, the real harm, I mean, not to minimize the other harm, but the significance of how these children are doing in school is awful. They're struggling as little people in school. They haven't even gotten to the homework. They haven't even gotten to a lot of the social challenges. They're not going to school. They both had letters saying that they were on stage two, I think, of LPS's, Lincoln Public Schools, programming for when kids are not even showing up for school. And she said, well, I implemented a new rule. Unless he's throwing up, he has to go. Really? I mean, these kids are failing. They're experiencing harm.
I know you want to reserve time.
Oh, thank you.
Morning, Mr. Poppy.
The court, my name's Terry Poppy. I represent the appellee, Ms. Kit, now Ms. Alsop. First of all, Judge Nelson's decision that there was no material change of circumstances that would allow this court or any court to say that Ms. Alsop was unfit or that there is no material change of circumstances that would require a change of custody was correct. It should be affirmed. Now, the appellant wants to talk about all these changes, and you heard all about dancing. When Mr. Kit met Ms. Alsop, he knew she was a dancer. When he dated her, he knew she was a dancer. When he married her, he knew she was a dancer. He had children with her, he knew she was a dancer.
Did she continue to dance through that period?
She did. She did continue to dance.
The evidence shows that.
Sorry?
Record shows that.
Yes. Yeah. At the time of the divorce trial, Judge Birch commented on it. Judge Birch, this is nothing new. The fact that she was dancing was nothing new. Has it diminished? Yes, it has. Do the children know anything about it? No, they do not. Was it done almost exclusively when the children were with their father? Yes, it was. That dancing, as Judge Birch found at the time of the trial, and that dancing now is not a change of circumstances. They want to suggest Lincoln is somehow a bait and switch. At the time of the divorce trial, the testimony was, we're moving. That's not a change of circumstances. There's no bait and switch. They want us, they make a big deal about Madison, okay? Madison's now 19. This trial is not about Madison, not. This case is not about Madison. They subpoenaed Madison to court. They made her sit in that courtroom. And they made her answer questions that they shouldn't allow a 17-year-old, that a 17-year-old shouldn't have to do. But they did that. And they made her answer those questions in front of her stepfather. And you'll remember the record also shows that Madison testified her stepfather was physically abusive, was verbally abusive, was emotionally abusive to her. But yet her stepfather wants to say, this is all on Madison. It's not about Madison.
Well, if the children are being left with Madison, that's relevant, is it not?
I'm not saying it's not. It is relevant, Your Honor. It is relevant. But when you look at the totality of all this, you know, we had both the teachers testify. They say these children are suffering. These children are at risk. Read the testimony of the teachers, all right? Did Dean have to repeat kindergarten? Yes. When he was in Ogallala, he started kindergarten, came to Lincoln, finished kindergarten. The kindergarten teacher's testimony was essentially that standards and the expectations here in Lincoln were different than Ogallala. We thought it was necessary that he repeat kindergarten. Okay? He wasn't doing that well in Ogallala. And so he repeated kindergarten. When you read what Ms. Anderson, the kindergarten teacher, says about him, he had friends, socially he was okay, he struggled, I think it was in reading. What was Ms. Alsop's response? She gets him into the Sylvan Learning Center.
He had some before or after the complaint to modify had been filed?
Probably after. My recollection is right, it was after, yes. He had some issues with frustration. Dr. Schwartz testified. And she was teaching him how to cope with the frustration. And again, you know, Mr. Kitt's position is, this is all on Ms. Alsop. You read, you know, Judge Birch's decree, read Judge Nelson's order. You know, this is a two-way street. To come before you, say, that this is not a two-way street is unbelievably naive and incredible on his part. I'm not going to read the text messages Mr. Kit sent to Ms. Alsop because I don't think it's appropriate to read that before this court, but it's in the record. But to come here and say all of these problems are because of Ms. Alsop, when you say the things that you say about your children's mother, that we really shouldn't repeat in any form. And say, I haven't done anything wrong. This is all on her. That's not the scenario. And what's important, Your Honors, is, you know, when you talk about best interest, one of the things that, one of the factors we always consider, it's the attitude of the parent, or the attitude of the parents. And that's uniquely, that uniquely rests with the district court, the trial court. Judge Nelson had these people in her courtroom for 4 days. She listened to them. She saw them. She had her finger on their pulse. And the record oftentimes doesn't reflect that attitude. But those text messages reflect his attitude. And to suggest that maybe children don't pick up on that just flies in the face of being a parent. If you have that type of an attitude, you say those kind of things about your children's mother to your children, your children's mother to the mother, that's going to permeate everything that you do and say with those children. Judge Birch commented on that. Mr. Kitt said, well, I learned my lesson, basically. I don't do that anymore. Oh, yes, you do, Mr. Kitt. You continue to do it. I want to mention, there was a case, it's not a published opinion, it came out on February 19th. It's Jones versus Jones. I do think it's related issue-wise to this case. And in Jones,
that was from our court, correct?
Yes, it was. And in Jones, this court reversed Judge Jacobson. Judge Jacobson had ended a joint custody relationship following a trial and awarded custody to dad. This court reversed. And if you look at what this court said, the mother in that case had 7 jobs in 6 years. She had 5 residences in 13 years. There was a significant issue of gun violence on at least one occasion in that case. She had a protection order against a boyfriend. She had an older child who was an alcoholic and had anger problems, but had a relationship with the younger child. And Judge Jacobson changed custody, and this court said no. This court reversed Judge Jacobson. And you found that housing and employment wasn't material, that there was no evidence of a negative impact with respect to these people that that they dealt with in Jones on the child. You know, Mr. Kitt says also that, you know, she deals with people, or she has friends and acquaintances who had DWIs. I hope that's not the standard now. You know, there is no evidence in the record that these children aren't doing, quite frankly, as well as they can do right now.
But do you take issue with the description of the school performance?
Yes, I do, because Ms. Anderson testified, and it was both with Dean and Josie. Certainly with Josie, she was very good in math. They had problems. They did struggle with reading. Okay, you know what? Not everybody's going to be number one in the class. But if we're going to say that a child isn't meeting, I guess, whatever the parents' perceived standards are, then you're going to open the floodgates. Both the teachers testified, and when you read their testimony, they don't give any reason why custody needs to change. None. Not everybody's going to be in the top half. There's no indication that they weren't doing as well as they can do.
With respect to your point earlier that he knew that she was an exotic dancer, that he married an exotic dancer, was the original representation, though, to the court, that's done, we're moving on with that, I'm going to go into a whole different field so as to create stability here. Didn't that take place? Is that a change in circumstances? the fact that she went back to something different than what she suggested she was going to do?
I do not think it's a material change of circumstances, and that's the threshold. She testified her intention was that she was going to Lincoln, she was going to further her education, and she did do that. Did she continue to dance? She continued to dance. Has it abated? Absolutely. Do the children know? Not unless Mr. Kitt told them. They do not know. And I don't think that's a material change.
Thank you.
Your Honors.
How far did we take him over? 43 seconds. And what time did Ms. Martinez have for rebuttal? Okay, so add the 19 to the 40.
I'm going to talk quickly. One, this is not about whether they're performing and if they're at the top of the class or the bottom of the class. They're not attending school. Their mother is depriving them of the opportunity to perform. And look what happened with Madison. The Jones matter. The Jones case is actually up on a petition for further review, which has been granted by the Supreme Court, so that is being briefed as we speak on that particular issue. Council was talking about employment. This is not about employment and changing jobs. This is about what you're doing when you're going to that employment, what that employment is and why you're choosing to do that, but what's happening to your children when that's out there. This case is not about dancing. I'm so sorry.
When was the, I don't think you contest that she had done that type of work before, but Poppy seems to be arguing that that continued throughout the marriage. What's your view of the evidence?
I don't know the answer to that. I was not trial counsel, but what I think about that, just generally, Judge Arterburn, is counsel is an excellent lawyer, all right? He does exactly what he should do here, which is divert. The best defense is a strong offense, right? I mean, he's going to go after me, after my client, to detract from what's going on with his client. All he has, all Ms. Alsop has, is that he sent bad text messages to her. Or we have to go back before the decree and talk about how terrible everything was. We're on a modification. It's what happens after the modification that we need to be focused on.
I see you're out of time.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
We will take the matter under advisement, and you are both excused, and we are in recess. Thank you much.